Welcome to another great edition of Sports Club. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio and Impact Media for allowing me to come on each and every week and talk NFL, NBA, MLS, whatever, really. Of course, that makes you guys my amazing listeners and followers, to which I am forever grateful. Lots I want to get into today. We got some United stuff. Just kind of one thing in the NFL, because by now, you guys have probably heard a lot of the stories going on. We'll weigh in more on those later, but there's one in particular I'll get into. And some Hawks news, too. Without further ado, picks at the end. Without further ado, let's go over last week's games. Kind of what I thought about the different ones. And we'll go from there. Now, of course, we already talked about Thursday Night Football, so we're going to start straight with the Sunday action. Houston 24, Tennessee 21. Tennessee had it. They had a chance to grab this division and just snatch it away from Houston, and they let Houston hang around. Houston found a way, and Tennessee is now like the equivalent, like a half game back. They're still in it, and I still very much think they're going to win the division. But losing to Houston, that one hurt a little bit. Chicago 13, Green Bay 21. Chicago almost made a comeback in this, because this was nowhere close to it was nowhere to being this close all the way up until the end. Green Bay got out to an early lead, and then it's like they were kind of dangling the carrot in front of Chicago to see if they could put it together, which they couldn't. Chicago is one of those teams that they have either got to progress Trubisky more over the offseason, or they need a quarterback. Whether you get a guy who's looking for a new team, or you get one of these guys out of college, if I'm you, Chicago, I bring in some sort of competition at the very least. Good win, Green Bay, though. Philadelphia 37, Washington 27. Washington did everything they could, but it just wasn't enough. They're not real ready to compete with Philadelphia on that level. Philadelphia stays pace in the division. Them and the Cowboys have a big matchup this weekend that will it'll really settle the whole division, really. That's the best way to put it. But Philadelphia gets the big win there. I don't think it was much doubt. Eagles are slowly putting some things together at just the right time. Like I said, they get the big matchup with Dallas this weekend that will decide pretty much everything. So, moving on. Miami 20, New York Giants 36. I would almost say this was a setup if these two teams weren't crazy like that. Miami, once again, makes progress in trying to get one of the top picks. And the New York Giants get a win. More importantly, Eli Manning is going to finish his career at exactly 500. Same amount of wins and losses. You didn't need the other travesty, so that will definitely help. But, yeah, the Giants get a win there. I'm not sure what the win actually did outside of helping helping Eli. But, hey, more power to him. What's more surprising to me is that Saquon Barkley is like 270 yards away from 1,000. That's just travesty. Moving on, Denver 3, Kansas City 23. I really tried to ride the momentum of Denver and thought they would do pretty decent. And Kansas City proved that they not only had an offense that could move, but a defense that was ready to play and made Drew Locke look pretty basic. Big win, Kansas City, just when they needed. Tampa Bay 38, Detroit 17. Detroit fans, I don't know what to think of the Lions. Yeah, Matt Stafford's out. Yeah, you're on to your third-string quarterback. You still have talent, though. You're not Pittsburgh talented, but my goodness. My goodness. They've already said everybody's coming back, and this is a long-term plan. As a fan base, you've been on one of the longest-term plans there are. On the plus side, Tampa Bay, and more importantly, Jameis Winston, who had a pretty big day. Winston's the only guy I know that can throw three interceptions and still throw for like 450 yards and four touchdowns. And he might have done enough to actually be brought back next year. Yep, Jameis Winston might be brought back. That's pure speculation on my part. I would move on from him. But I guess outside of knowing who you could get, maybe you do stick with Winston. New England 34, Cincinnati 13. It's pretty much played out the way we thought it would. New England is going to easily take care of Cincinnati. I don't know how they scored 34 points on them, but, you know, is what it is. As far as all that, New England's got to do something. They're going to be in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make it past their first game, and if they do, I still don't think they're going to do a whole lot. Seattle 30, Carolina 24. Seattle had to hang on to this one. As good as Russell Wilson is, and everybody's starting to make plays, Carolina started to kind of rally around their interim coach. And, you know, for who they play this week, you're just going to have to watch out. Good interview of Ron Rivera on the Rich Eisen Show. It's the first major interview he's done since being let go. And wish him the best. Honestly, wouldn't mind if he came to Dallas. But big win, Seattle. Let me get the standings pulled up while we're talking. Moved into the 4 o'clock block there. Minnesota 39, LA Chargers 10. Chargers, you're just falling apart. You're falling apart. Phillip Rivers has completely lost it. And at this point, I just don't know how you're going to be able to regain it and find it, whatever it is. You're going to need more than a quarterback, though. And there's a couple more pieces you got to put together there. But Chargers falling apart. Minnesota takes advantage. Kirk Cousins, have yourself a day. Have yourself a season. This is one of his best statistical seasons. I think he is getting better. And that's just going to spell disaster for people coming up in the playoffs. Jacksonville 20, Oakland 16. This was the finale, last game to ever be played in the Oakland Coliseum. Before they got one more game before they're officially the Las Vegas Raiders. Or the Vegas Raiders. I don't know what exactly they're going to call themselves. But Jacksonville makes sure to be public enemy number one as they crashed the party. Oakland was up like 16-3 or something at one point. Something like that. And Jacksonville found a way. Gardner Minshew came back and found a way to do it. Cleveland 24. Arizona 38. In the most Cleveland way ever, the Browns find a way to lose this game and lose big. Kyler Murray and crew are heating up. It's kind of good for a lot of other people that it's the end of the season. But next year, look out for Arizona. They're a couple pieces away as well. And it's going to be pretty interesting. I like Kyler Murray. I was able to see a couple games this year of him play. The kid can do some things. And they've got a scheme that is very, very Kyler-centric. But once again, the Browns find a way to do a Browns thing. Last 4 o'clock game, Atlanta 29, San Francisco 22. Probably the last 5 minutes of this game was the best part. But hey, Atlanta gets a big win. They knock off San Francisco, who continues to have some of the weirdest strings of luck you can see. But hey, it is what it is. Even give up the garbage time touchdown right there at the end. But congratulations, Atlanta. It was a win that you deserved throughout the year. And to pull it off the way you did, I don't know why you're suddenly just now trying to rally behind your coach. I think he's as good as gone. Thanks, Dan Quinn, for all the things you've done. Sunday Night Football. Buffalo 17, Pittsburgh 10. Buffalo, just enough. They keep pace with the Patriots and hand Pittsburgh a loss, which kind of makes their playoff hopes a little tougher. Then you had Monday Night Football, where Indianapolis scored 7 points. The Saints scored 34. Drew Brees sets the career touchdown record at 540. He passes Peyton Manning. He is, I believe, 2 now past Brady. I like that they did the celebrations and things like that, but you have 2 active guys, so they're just going to keep flip-flopping for a while. So let's hold back the fanfare just a little bit. It was a great accomplishment. I'm glad Drew got to. Glad Drew got to celebrate. And had his family there and everything. That's great. But like I said, it's still an active thing. So let's see, and lastly, LA Rams 21. Dallas 44. Where did this Cowboys team come from? I just don't know. Hopefully it's the one that continues, because if they do this, they get the big showdown this week versus Philadelphia, that will practically decide the division. But good for Dallas. Rams, say you put up 21 points. You're starting to put some things together. But the Rams have just fallen off this year, and I don't think it's coaching. I don't think it's scheme. It's not lack of talent. Just had a bad year. It happens. You just have a bad year. Let's go to my picks from last week. I told you to take Tennessee at home versus Houston. Well, I just told you that's a loss. I told you to take San Francisco at home versus Atlanta. That was an exciting loss. I told you to take Pittsburgh at home versus Buffalo. That was an interesting loss. And then the only game that I picked right, I told you to take New Orleans at home versus Indianapolis. And that one was a win. Now, let's move to this week's picks. Got some tough ones. Boy, do we have some tough ones. Since they're only a game back, we got 10-4 Buffalo traveling to New England to face the 11-3 Patriots. I still think the Patriots offense has issues, and outside of Stephon Gilmore, the defense for the Patriots could be interesting. If Buffalo can put up, I think, 20 points, they might win this game, and I think they're going to give me the Buffalo Bills to go to New England, go to Foxborough, and beat the Patriots. New Orleans at Tennessee. I really like what New Orleans has done this year. I have been on the Tennessee bandwagon as well. This one's going to be interesting. Michael Thomas is probably going to break the Marvin Harrison record, but I think Ryan Tannehill is going to figure out a way to make this happen. I'm going to say pick the Tennessee Titans at home. Jacksonville at Atlanta. Well, Jacksonville's given up. I don't know how they figured out how to beat Oakland, but Jacksonville's pretty much given up. They have a personnel change that we'll talk about here in a second, but give me the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know why, but give me the Atlanta Falcons to win this game. And then finally, Green Bay at Minnesota. This is a big battle. Seize it. For the division, it could potentially be, because Green Bay is only a game up on Minnesota, but their division, they're two up division wise, so it's probably not. But give me the Green Bay Packers to beat the Minnesota Vikings. That's going to be a really good game. Okay, to recap, take Buffalo on the road in New England. Take Tennessee at home versus New Orleans. Take Atlanta at home versus Jacksonville. Take Green Bay on the road versus Minnesota. Let's look at the standings real quick before I get into the last few things here of the show. The Patriots, like I said, are at 11-3, only one game up on Buffalo. Jets hanging around, Miami Dolphins trying to figure out who the number three pick should be. The Ravens have ran away with their division. They've already clinched it. They are at 12-2. Next closest is the Steelers at 8-6. Browns two behind them, and the Bengals trying to figure out who the number one pick should be. If it were me, Chase Young. Keep Andy Dalton around another year, Chase Young. And I say that being a Michigan fan. AFC South. Houston has a one-game lead over the Titans. And a technically two-game division. But they have one over the Titans. They're at 9-5, Titans at 8-6. Two behind there and officially eliminated the Colts. One behind there, the Jaguars, who have been eliminated. AFC West, I believe the Chiefs clinched there at 10-4. The 6-8 Raiders would be in second place. Denver is 5-9. And so are the Chargers. That is a disappointing division for sure. Moving on to the NFC, I told you that the Cowboys and Eagles, Cowboys hold a slight advantage at the moment. I believe because They both teams are at 7-7. Pretty much, whoever wins this weekend is pretty much gonna be in control of the division. Giants at 3-11 and Washington at 3-11 as well. It's probably one of the most disappointing, for sure, divisions. NFC North, the Packers hold a one-game lead over the Vikings. The Bears are at 500, 7-7 right now. And the Lions, like I said, I don't know what they're doing. And in the South, you got New Orleans, who is four games up on the Buccaneers, who has snuck into second place. Falcons are two back from that and tied at 5-9 with the Panthers. Finally, NFC West. NFC West, Seattle 11-3, San Francisco 11-3, the Rams. Seattle, San Francisco play next week. Potentially a Sunday night football. Rams at 8-6, Cardinals at 4-9-1. The current story in the NFL that I think you need to know about a little bit is Tom Coughlin is now officially out in Jacksonville as the president of football operations or whatever he was doing. Now, he was probably going to walk away. He was going to walk away anyway, but to fire him now, that's either to let the coach and GM know that you could be next, or something you, I really think it's an example. That's, they got rid of Coughlin, put everybody else on notice. We will see how things go from there. I heard it has a lot to do with excessive fines, which I think the Players Association help them fight for, to get some of those levied, and I believe won some class actions against the Jaguars. But Coughlin out. As far as I know, they'll just move the next person into place. Let's see, what else I want to get into. I want to say this about the Hawks. People have said, basically my question is this. Is the progress on track for the Hawks, given all the losses? It is interesting. As talented as this team is, they're like 4-20 or something like that. I can't remember the exact record. And I agree. But the progress, I think the progress is on track. Trae Young is one of the good young stars. You know, I say Cam Reddish, I say all the other guys. But if you notice, they're each playing their own style, their own brand. The more they work together, I think things will go better. But am I worried about the Hawks? No. I think they're pretty close to what you want it to be. And I'm not worried about the Hawks. I'm not worried about them. Hopefully going to get to go see a game tomorrow in January, I think we're looking at potentially. We will let you guys know as soon as we find out more as far as that. And lastly, I want to talk a little MLS. First, I want to start with Atlanta United, CONCACAF or whatever this. But, like I said, I don't know if it's CONCACAF or whatever this one's called. But Atlanta United drew a team from Honduras called Matagua. They're a middle of the pack team down there, but you just never know. It could be an interesting matchup for Atlanta. Those games are coming up, I believe, like mid February, I believe. And then lastly, MLS related, the expansion draft was the other day. We talked about it a little bit here and there, between Miami and Nashville. Well, Miami was a little flashier, a little bolder in some of the picks that they made. But as far as these two teams go, to me, Miami kind of went a little more, I guess, flashy. But they got to sell tickets down there, where Nashville, I think, built their team through some pretty good moves. In no way do I think this will be another LAFC or Atlanta United as far as the fast rookie year, basically. Their inaugural years. I said, overall-wise, I think if you look at roster, I think Nashville has the better roster. It's going to be able to put more wins on the board early. But that's going to do it for us. Shout out to everybody who made this show possible at between Blog Talk Radio, between Impact Media, between all the amazing listeners. Appreciate you guys. This has been Sports Club. We will see you guys next week. Go Falcons.